This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 84.
В эфире 84-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня вы научитесь сравнивать действия разных людей. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Accident.
Несчастный случай.
Alcohol.
Алкоголь.
Ambulance.
Машина скорой помощи.
Blood.
Кровь.
Crash.
Грохот, треск.
Cut.
Порез.
To cut.
Резать, порезаться.
To supervise.
Заведовать, руководить.
Supervisor.
Заведующий, начальник.
Nursing supervisor.
Старшая медицинская сестра.
To hurt.
Причинять боль.
Themselves.
Себя, себе, возвратное местоимение третьего лица множественного числа.
They hurt themselves.
Они причинили себе боль.
To worry.
Беспокоиться.
Calm.
Спокойный.
To stay calm.
Сохранять спокойствие.
To compare.
Сравнивать.
To be related.
Иметь отношения.
To pass out.
Потерять сознание.
Angry.
Сердитый.
Average.
Средний.
Embarrassed.
Смущенный, испытывающий неловкость.
Don't be embarrassed.
Не смущайтесь.
Excited.
Взволнованный.
Nervous.
Нервный.
Serious.
Серьезный.
Worried.
Встревоженный, обеспокоенный.
Sick.
Больной.
Are you in charge?
Вы здесь главный? Вы здесь за старшего? Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов. Мартин Лернер находится в больнице в отделении неотложной помощи. Он наблюдает за тем, что там происходит.
Tell me what you would like to know and see, Mr. Lerner.
Call me Martin.
I'm Carol.
Tell me what you do here in the emergency room, Carol.
I'm the night supervisor of the nursing staff.
Are you in charge of the emergency room, then?
In a way. I don't supervise the doctors, of course.
Is there a doctor here at all times?
We have one doctor at night during the week. Two are available on the weekends. We can call other doctors as we need them.
Do you have more emergencies on the weekend?
Oh, yes, especially Friday and Saturday nights.
Why is that?
Many of the problems are related to alcohol. People drink too much. They think they are having a good time, but they have bad judgment. They have all kinds of accidents. They hurt themselves and they hurt their friends.
I'm happy I came on Wednesday, not on the weekend.
I wouldn't have time to talk to you on the weekend. We are too busy then. We aren't now. Let's go into this room.
What's happening?
This boy came in a few minutes ago. The nurses have been very busy for several minutes now.
What happened?
This is the boy's father. Ask him.
I'm Martin Lerner. What happened to your son?
He fell through a window. He was playing. I was reading while he was playing. Suddenly I heard this crash. I looked up and there was glass everywhere. He'd run through the window.
Was his mother there?
No, she was shopping while I was watching the children.
He's going to be okay. Don't worry. He looks worse than he is.
There's so much blood.
No, no. He's going to be all right. The doctor has looked at him. The cuts aren't serious.
Who are you? Are you a doctor?
No, I'm a reporter.
He was playing quietly. Then he was running and there was all this noise.
Come with me, Martin. I want you to see the other rooms.
How are the parents usually?
Nervous and excited. When their children are sick or have accidents, the parents try to stay calm. They know they should stay calm.
But they are worried about their children.
Of course. They are calm when they get here. Then they become excited. Sometimes they get angry.
Angry? Why?
They're afraid. They're watching while they're waiting. We aren't fast enough. The doctor doesn't come right away. They're frightened when there's blood.
What's the most important thing you do?
The most important thing I do is stay calm.
Мы сравниваем разные действия и события с помощью писательных слов. Послушайте несколько предложений.
We are too busy then. We aren't busy now. He looks worse than he is. They are calm when they get here. Then they become excited. Sometimes they get angry.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время музыкальных пауз.
We weren't fast enough before. We weren't fast enough before.
We are fast now. We are fast now.
They were nervous and excited before. They were nervous and excited before.
They stay calm now. They stay calm now.
Yesterday the boy was very worried. Yesterday the boy was very worried.
Now he is calm. Now he is calm.
Теперь ответьте на вопросы Мартина и сравните свои действия в разное время.
What did you do this morning?
Отвечайте живее. I did some shopping.
What did you do this afternoon?
I took my clothes to the laundry.
What did you do last week?
I went hiking.
What did you do this week?
I stayed home.
It sounds like another emergency coming in.
Мартин находится в отделении скорой помощи в больнице и беседует со старшей медсестрой ночной смены.
Is this an average night in the emergency room?
It's average for a Wednesday night. We've been busy, but not too busy.
How does this hospital compare with the Southside Hospital?
What do you mean? Is this a better hospital?
No, I mean, is this emergency room busier than their emergency room?
We're probably busier. We're downtown. It's easier to get here.
But Southside is newer.
We're not old. We're modern. Besides, most people can get here faster. More people live near us.
Here's an ambulance now. May I watch this?
Yes. Keep out of the way. You may watch from here. They'll go into room 3, I think.
May we go in the room?
Yes. Follow me. What's the problem?
Possible heart attack.
I've called for Dr. Davis.
Is everything under control?
Yes, he's responding. I don't think it was a heart attack.
Where was he?
He was at home. We got a call about an hour ago.
You're quite slow, aren't you?
We're usually faster. We couldn't find the house. It didn't have any numbers on the front. And it didn't have any lights on. Usually people have the lights on for us.
Is there a family?
Yes, his wife was there. She was sitting in the dark while she was waiting for us.
Where is she?
She's coming with her daughter. We came faster.
Martin, let's go to room 2.
What's going on there?
Someone passed out in the mall. They brought her in about 30 minutes ago.
Who brought her in?
Another ambulance. Hello, I'm Carol Sullivan. How are you now?
She's okay, I think.
I'm fine. I'm so embarrassed. I don't know what happened. I was standing there while I was looking at some shoes.
She just fell over.
I woke up here.
Don't be embarrassed.
May I go now? My husband will be worried.
Where is he?
He stayed home while we went to the mall. The doctor said I could go home.
Did the doctor tell you to see your own doctor soon? You should have your doctor look at you. You shouldn't pass out in the mall.
Yes, I'll go with her tomorrow.
При сравнении двух действий или событий мы можем рассказать об одном, а второе подразумевается. Послушайте.
We are probably busier. It's easier to get here. Most people can get here faster.
We're usually faster.
Давайте потренируемся. Повторяйте за Полом и Барбарой во время пауз.
This street is busier. This street is busier.
We can get there faster. We can get there faster.
It's easier to get there. It's easier to get there.
This hospital is newer. This hospital is newer.
They are faster. They are faster.
This man is slower. This man is slower.
В английском языке сравнения очень важны. Сравнивать можно по-разному. Послушайте вопросы Мартина с прилагательными в сравнительной степени и ответьте на них, употребляя эти прилагательные.
Who is busier?
Отвечайте, my friend is probably busier.
What is faster?
The ambulance is faster.
What is easier?
It's easier to take the metro.
Who is slower?
She's usually slower.
Excuse me, Martin. Would you like to see an emergency operation?
What happened?
A car accident. Let's go quickly.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Несчастный случай.
Accident. Accident.
Алкоголь.
Alcohol. Alcohol.
Машина скорой помощи.
Ambulance. Ambulance.
Кровь.
Blood. Blood.
Грохот. Треск, сильный удар.
Crash. Crash.
Заведующий, начальник.
Supervisor. Supervisor.
Старшая медицинская сестра.
Nursing supervisor. Nursing supervisor.
Критическое положение, чрезвычайный случай.
Emergency. Emergency.
Пункт скорой помощи.
Emergency room. Emergency room.
Суждение, мнение, оценка.
Judgment. Judgment.
Шум.
Noise. Noise.
Операция.
Operation. Operation.
Глаголы. Иметь отношение.
To be related. To be related.
Сравнивать.
To compare. To compare.
Потерять сознание.
To pass out. To pass out.
Заведовать, наблюдать, контролировать.
To supervise. To supervise.
Просыпаться.
To wake up. To wake up.
Причинять боль, травмировать.
To hurt. To hurt.
Беспокоиться, волноваться.
To worry. To worry.
Сохранять спокойствие.
To stay calm. To stay calm.
Руководить, быть за старшего, заведовать.
To be in charge. To be in charge.
Местоимение третьего лица множественного числа. Себя, себе.
Themselves. Themselves.
Например, они причиняют боль себе и другим.
They hurt themselves and other people. They hurt themselves and other people.
Прилагательные. Сердитый.
Angry. Angry.
Средний.
Average. Average.
Спокойный.
Calm. Calm.
Смущенный, испытывающий неловкость.
Embarrassed. Embarrassed.
Взволнованный.
Excited. Excited.
Нервный.
Nervous. Nervous.
Серьезный.
Serious. Serious.
Больной.
Sick. Sick.
Озабоченный, обеспокоенный.
Worried. Worried.
В Выражение «Вы здесь главный, вы здесь за старшего».
Are you in charge? Are you in charge?
Не смущайтесь.
Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 84-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке вы научитесь сопоставлять контрастные действия в настоящем и прошлом. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Воздух.
Air.
Лететь самолетом.
To travel by air.
Автобус.
Bus.
Business.
Business.
Командировка.
Business trip.
Клиент, заказчик, покупатель.
Customer.
Разный, отличный, другой.
Different.
Разница, различие.
Difference.
Это совсем другое дело.
It makes all the difference.
Опыт, впечатление, в данном случае.
Experience.
Впечатление во время путешествий.
Traveling experiences.
Закусочная, ресторан самообслуживания.
Fast food restaurant.
Подросток, юноша или девушка.
Teenager.
Поезд.
Train.
Отпуск, каникулы.
Vacation.
Переполненный, запруженный.
Crowded.
Дороги запружены. На дорогах большое движение.
The roads are crowded.
Иностранный.
Foreign.
Недорогой, дешевый.
Inexpensive.
Наша программа из серии English USA «Так говорят в Америке» подошла к концу.